I am working in a hut and sleeping under canvas, only not in a tent, but in a kind of canvas shanty, with boarded floor and corrugated iron roof. You will be surprised to hear that at present I am nursing German prisoners. The majority are more or less dying. Never, even at the first London during the Somme push, have I seen such dreadful wounds. Consequently, they are all too ill to be aggressive, and one forgets that they are the enemy, and can only remember that they are suffering human beings. It is incongruous, though, to think of Edward in one part of France trying to kill the same people whom in another part of France I am trying to save.
I think I know whereabouts you are, though I don't really know the side towards the sea. It is very strange that you should be nursing Hun prisoners, and it does show how absurd the whole thing is. I'm afraid leave is entirely out of the question for the present. I'm going to be very busy, as I shall almost certainly have to command the company in the next show. Things are much more difficult than they used to be, because nowadays you never know where you are in the line, and it is neither open nor trench warfare. I am in tonight's orders to be acting captain, pending the usual certification in the London Gazette.
As we came down from Amiens, and they went up the line, they waved their careless hands to us and cheered the Red Cross sign. And often I have wondered since, repicturing that train, how many of those laughing souls came down the line again.
Captain B is now in a small dugout with our old friend Wipers on the left front. And though he's got the wind up because he's in command of the company, and may have to go up to the line at any moment, all is well at present.
24th General, France, 25th of September, 1917. Dearest Mother, I have been waiting and hoping for some news of what has happened to Edward in this push. Here there has been the usual restless atmosphere of a great push, trains going backwards and forwards all day long, bringing wounded from the line and taking reinforcements to it. Convoys coming in all night, evacuations to England, and bugles going all the time. I wish those people who write so glibly about this being a holy war could see a case, to say nothing of 10 cases, of mustard gas in its early stages. Could see the poor things burnt and blistered all over with great mustard-coloured suppurating blisters, with blinded eyes, all sticky and stuck together, and always fighting for breath, saying that their throats are closing, and they know they will choke. The only thing one can say is that such severe cases don't last long. Either they die soon or else improve, usually the former. They certainly never reach England in the state we have them here. And yet people persist in saying that God made the war when there are such inventions of the devil about.
We came out last night. Had about 50 casualties, including one officer in the company. The best officer, of course. I ought to have been slain myself heaps of time, but I seem to be here still. That curious dash because a shell made me jump. This is rather a filthy place because it is so wet, and our camouflaged tents are inclined to let water in. I am very glad you have written some more poems so as to make enough for a small volume. Why haven't you sent me any of your new poems? As you know, I should like to have them.
24th General, France, 12th of November, 1917. Dearest Mother, Father's letter about Edward being sent to Italy arrived today. It is very hard that he should have missed his leave after you have waited all this time. And as for me, half the point of being in France seems to be gone. And I didn't realize until I heard he was going how much I had counted on and looked forward to seeing him walk up this road one day to see me. But I want you to try and not worry about him. Because whatever danger he meets with, he could not possibly be in greater danger than he has been in the last few months, as anyone who knows what it is to be at Ypres would tell you. I think he will be glad of the change. No one who has not been out here has any idea how fed up everyone is with the same few miles of ground that have been solidly fought over for 3 years.
British Expeditionary Force, Italy, 22nd of December, 1917. Dear Vera, it is very cold here and everything freezes. However, there is a fire and I have got my sheepskin now, so usually manage to keep fairly warm. We are only half in the mountains. We face them and the Austrian sits on them. They look very beautiful at times, and there is generally snow on the higher ones. We were all very short of anything to smoke until just lately, when some cigarettes came for me from home. It is an absurd country.